The state has its sights set on the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, which helps people with physical or mental disabilities get and keep jobs. There's plan to bring some changes to voc rehab, but few lawmakers know about it.
I'm not aware of it.
Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams attended a rally Thursday for persons with disabilities at the Capitol, and he says it's the first time he has heard about the bill.
Let's make sure that any services that they are currently providing, that we do not lose those. And quite honestly, we do everything we can to enhance those services. I mean, the folks who are out here today for this Developmental Disability Advocacy Day, it's just another testament to why our state needs to do more.
But not everyone is in the dark. Agency for Persons with Disabilities Secretary Barbara Palmer is aware of the measure, and she says she thinks it's an effort to improve vocational rehab. Palmer says the division has some big challenges ahead of it.
The federal government just sent down a mandate that everyone, especially those with severe disabilities, have to go through voc rehab before they can get any other types of services. So we're working with them so that we can not only help them on the front end, but at the other end, after they've gone through training, if they need follow-along services.
I'm not sure what prompted the bill. If they didn't believe the outcomes from voc rehab, specifically for people with developmental disabilities, was what they believed it should be.
Deborah Linton is the executive director of the ARC of Florida. Some disability advocates say they've been blindsided by the proposal. Its Senate sponsor is former Senate President Don Gates. Its House sponsor is Representative and Republican Party of Florida Chairman Blaise Ingoglia. John Probanek with the Florida Rehabilitation Council views the proposal as well-intentioned but problematic.
Unfortunately, I think the repeal of VR is absolutely an extreme measure.
The bill creates a sunset date for vocational rehab and requires the department to create a pilot partnership program with local organizations. But the big fear is that that language is a forerunner to privatization. Gates says contrary to those rumors, the program is not being privatized, nor is it being cut.
We want to make sure that there are measurable performance metrics in promoting mobility and functionality, in promoting independence where possible, employment where it's feasible, and make sure that our program here in Florida gets better and better and becomes one of the best in the country. That's the purpose of the bill, and if it passes, that's the consequence of the bill.
Both Gates and Senate President Andy Gardner are big proponents of improving the economic and educational outlook of people with unique abilities. Gates' wife is partially disabled, and Gardner's son has Down syndrome.
If they flag motherhood and God bill, I can't imagine why anybody would be opposed to it unless they think their own personal rice bowl is being chipped.
Despite Gates's reassurances, fears of privatization abound. The last time the state tried to privatize the program, it put Florida at risk of losing federal funding. In 1999, the Florida legislature privatized vocational rehab, but according to a 2003 study by the Office of Program Policy and Analysis, the program was poorly run, and the federal government labeled Florida a high-risk state. In 2002, lawmakers reversed course and moved vocational rehab under the Florida Department of Education, where it is now. The Rehab Council's Probanek and the ARC's Linton suggest voc rehab should be moved under the state's job department, the Department of Economic Opportunity, to help it better meet its mission. Gates says he's heard that recommendation before, but...
And I'm more interested, and so is President Gardner, in deploying all the resources of state and local government, our educational institutions, and everybody else who can add value to help these folks do better and have more opportunities.
A Senate committee will hear SB 802 Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.